anybody ever waited a really long time for God to do something in their life?
大家有没有等了很久很久，然后等到神给我们什么应许呢？
Maybe you've waited for a job or a grade in school, or maybe you've waited for a baby or a house or an answer to prayer.
或许你在等你的一个孩子，你等你的一个学校的一个成绩，或者在等你的工作，是不是在等很多东西等了很久？
Well, Abraham and Sarah waited a very, very long time to have a baby.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉呢，在这个故事里面，他们等了很久很久才有一个小孩。
Sarah was 65 years old when God promised Abraham that he would have a son.
在神跟亚伯拉罕应许他们会有一个孩子的时候，撒拉那个时候已经65岁了。
Now for you women out there, can you imagine having a baby at 65 years old?
在座的女士们，你们可不可以想象一下，当你65岁的时候会要有一个孩子呢？
Well, she didn't. Sarah didn't have a baby when she was 65 years old.
那撒拉在65岁的时候还没有孩子。
Because from that promise, there was another 25 years before Sarah had a child.
因为从那个应许开始又经过了25年，然后撒拉才会有这样的孩子。
She was Abraham's beautiful wife. She loved God and she loved her husband.
撒拉呢是亚伯拉罕的一个美丽的一个妻子，然后她很喜欢也很爱亚伯拉罕。
So we're going to look at a little snapshot of Sarah's life in the middle of her life.
那我们现在要看一个她生命中的一个片段。
When waiting on God became a little bit too difficult for her.
当等待神的时候是可能会有一些困难。
And then she decided, I'm going to help God along.
然后她决定说，那我来帮助神吧。
Sarah's greatest desire was to give Abraham a child.
那撒拉呢，她有很大的一个愿望，就想给她的丈夫亚伯拉罕一个孩子。
In ancient days, that was so important because that meant he had an heir to the family to bring the family name along and an heir to care for the business.
在古时候呢，有一个孩子是很重要的，因为这样可以给家族一个继承人，可以把他的姓氏给继承下去。
As his wife, Sarah's greatest role was to have a son for her husband.
所以撒拉她那个时候她的最大的一个使命就是给她的丈夫一个孩子。
Now I've experienced being young and getting married and very anxious to start a family.
我曾经当我年轻的时候我也结婚，然后呢我也很想要开始我的家庭有孩子。
And I had difficulty getting pregnant and I'm sure I'm not the only one in this room.
那我牧师呢曾经也是会有困难怀孕，那我想这个可能在座的可能有类似的情况。
Try as we might, it just didn't happen.
牧师他们呢就尝试，但是没有发生。
Disappointment turns into frustration and into heartache.
那很快就有些失望，然后就会有些很沮丧，然后就开始心痛。
Every month, over and over again, no child.
那月复一月都一直没有孩子。
Feelings of sadness and heartbreak and failure start to settle in.
那就感觉到非常的沮丧，然后也很难受。
And in my heart, I cried every time I saw a child.
在我的心里面，我每次看到一个小孩子的时候，我的心里在哭泣。
But I kept that to myself. Nobody knew.
但是我把这个藏在自己心里的一个秘密不告诉其他人。
Month after month, not getting pregnant is like an arrow piercing my heart.
月复一月没有孩子，就像一颗箭穿过我的心一样。
Finally, after a few years of trying, God did bless our family, and we did end up having two children.
那几年以后，神就很祝福我们的家庭，我们终于有个孩子。
So it's not hard for me to imagine what Sarah was going through.
所以对于我来说，我不会很困难去想象一下萨拉她当时经历的是什么情况。
her entire life filled with sadness because she couldn't bear a child for her son.
她的整个的一生就非常的难受，因为她没有办法给她的丈夫带一个孩子。
Bearing children in Sarah's day was their identity. It gave her value and worth.
在撒拉那个年代，有一个孩子就给她一个生命的价值。
And although she was a faithful woman, a loving wife, she still had that piece of her that was filled with great despair.
那虽然她是一个非常爱神爱她丈夫的一个女人，但是呢，因为她没有孩子，所以她的生命中有这样的一个缺陷。
God promised Abraham three times over and over again that he would make him a great nation.
神应许亚伯拉罕三次会让他成为大国。
You have to have children to have a great nation.
你必须要有孩子才能够成为大国。
And so finally, Sarah, 65, waited 12 years and still was not pregnant.
所以等了12年以后，从65岁开始等了12年以后，他们还是没有孩子。
So in her desperation, she devised a plan to help God along the way.
那在那个时候呢，撒拉就想，那我再制定一个计划吧，来帮帮神看一看。
She might have been thinking, maybe this is what God meant.
她在想，或许我这个计划就是神一开始的计划。
And so she offered her maidservant to her husband so that her maid would become a surrogate mother for her.
然后她就把她的使女就给她的先生，然后让她的使女呢就成为一个像继母一样。
This was a common practice. Childless women usually lived in shame from their family and their friends.
这曾经是一个很常见的一个做法，因为没有孩子的妇女就会在他的亲友中就会受到歧视。
And so the practice would be that your maid servant would have a child, and that child would become yours.
所以当时的做法就是，你让你的使女怀你先生的孩子，然后这个孩子就成作为你的孩子。
It was supposed to make things better, but actually it ended up making things worse.
这个计划本身是使徒想要让事情变好，结果就让事情变得更加糟糕。
Having Hagar as her surrogate mother ended up causing more pain, heartache, and frustration.
让她的使女夏甲呢成为这样一个继母呢，就会让这个事情变得更加的糟糕，然后大家开始沮丧。
Sarah just ended up trading one set of problems in for another set of problems.
撒拉呢最后有一个问题，换了另外一个问题。
The problem that was The other set of problems was Hagar did not want to give Sarah her child, Ishmael.
这另外一个问题就是，当夏甲有了孩子以实玛利的时候呢，夏甲不愿意把以实玛利给撒拉。
Sin started to creep into Sarah's life.
那罪呢就开始进入了撒拉的生活。
And one sin led to another.
那一个罪就接着另外一个罪。
First, she became very jealous and mistreated Hagar.
一开始她变得开始嫉妒，然后开始虐待她的使女夏甲。
She also blamed Abraham for this whole fiasco.
然后她就开始来责备她的先生，怎么会有这样的一些错误。
The plan seemed harmless enough, but it backfired on her.
那一开始好像这个计划是有点完美无缺，但是最后好像这个计划开始有反作用了。
Her advice to Abraham ended up causing jealousy, bitterness, anger. Those were the things that started to become the root of her life.
那后来呢，就开始有些嫉妒，一些苦毒，那罪呢，就成为她的生命之根。
So, and we read that Hagar decides that she doesn't want to continue to be mistreated by Sarah, so she leaves.
那我们刚才读的圣经中就说夏甲她不愿意继续被她的主母虐待，然后她就要走了。
So do you notice that there's a pattern here? Once sin started, it kept creeping in, and it affected other people.
那你有没有注意到这样有一个这样的一个形式格式，就是一旦有一个罪，然后另外一个罪就开始进来，然后另外一个罪又接着过来。
In hindsight, Sarah went ahead of God, and what turned out to be what she thought was going to be good advice turned out to be bad advice that she gave her husband.
那事后看来呢，那萨拉给她先生的就一开始这样的一个建议呢，原来以为是好的，后来其实是一个很错误的决定。
We can learn something from Sarah.
我们可以从萨拉身上能够学到一些东西。
Don't minimize the effect that your or my advice has on other people.
不要最小化或者轻视自己对其他人可能的做的一些影响。
We have influence over our friends and our family.
我们对我们的朋友、家人有影响力。
Our advice becomes part of their decision-making process.For the good or the bad decisions.
我们对他的一些意见呢，对我们的亲戚朋友的一些意见呢，可能也会影响他们的决策过程，使得无论是他们做坏的决定或者好的决定。
And sometimes our advice can sway people away from God.
有些时候呢，我们的一些建议呢，可以让别人远离神。
Like Hagar and Ishmael, there were times when.They listened to the decision, and the good decision that Sarah thought turned out to be a bad decision.
那夏甲和以实玛利呢，就受到撒拉她这个以前的这个以前想以为是好的这个建议的影响。
And Hagar and Ishmael take the brunt of that bad decision.
那夏甲和以实玛利呢，就必须去接受这样一个坏的一个建议、错误的决定的这个影响。
So Hagar leaves in despair, but what she ends up doing is listening to God for direction.
那她就后来就走掉了，但是最后呢，她还是去寻求神的旨意。
If we're on the bad end of somebody else's decision,
如果我们处在一个这样的一个位置，这个位置就是别人做了一个错误的决定，那我们成为好像受害者那一方的时候。
We need to turn to God for our direction.
我们需要转向神，然后寻求神对我们的影响。
God promised that He would protect and provide for her and Ishmael, and God keeps His promise and will provide and protect us.
那当夏甲和以实玛利转向神的时候，神就应许他们，他们也会成为大国，然后他们也是有很多神的祝福。
Sarah's decision was out of selfish motives.
萨拉的决定是一开始由自私引起的。
She gave up trusting God that He would keep His promise.
她放弃，她没有继续听神的意思。
And she took things in her own hands.
她想要自己用自己手去做。
Have you ever done that?
你有没有做过类似的事情呢？
Have you forgotten God's promise and taken things in your own hands and gone ahead of God?
那你有没有忘记神对你的意思？你用自己的方法去做，然后似乎想要去超过神呢
？When we try to help God instead of listening to God, we can make matters worse.
当我们想要去帮助神、超过神，而并不是聆听神的话语的时候，那我们就会让事情变得更加糟糕。
And like Sarah, our motives are for selfish reasons.
就像萨拉一样，我们的动机其实是自私的。
And as a result, we can cause other people pain.
作为一个结果，我们会让其他的人受害。
And even though we think we are doing the right thing, if we are not following God and doing our selfish ways, we are sinning. And we need to make amends to those who we sin against.
当我们做这样的事情的时候呢，我们其实就是在犯罪了。那这个时候，如果有可能的话，需要。来做些弥补，能够跟一些其他的一些受害者弥补。
As Christians, the Holy Spirit has a way of convicting us when we do something wrong.
作为基督徒呢，我们是有圣灵来帮助我们，来定我们的罪。
And we know that sin separates us from God.
我们知道罪恶使我们跟神隔绝。
So if we're living by selfish motives, that can separate us from God.
如果我们过一个自私的生活，我们就会与神隔绝。
Our sin can break our relationship with God.
我们的罪呢，会把我们跟神的关系所隔绝。
But we are very fortunate.
但是呢，我们又同时又是非常，嗯。
Because we have a God of grace and a God of mercy.
我们是非常幸运的，因为我们有神的恩典。
We have a loving and forgiving God.
我们有一个很爱我们的神。
And we can repair that relationship that we have broken with God.
我们可以修复我们跟神之间的关系。
By repenting from our sins.
通过悔改。
In Acts 3:19, it says, "Repent then, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, and that times of refreshing may come from the Lord."
使徒行传三章十九节，所以你们当悔改，使你们的罪得以涂抹，这样那舒适的日子就必从主面前来到。
When we repent, that's our part.God has already done His part to forgive our sins.
当我们悔改的时候，这是我们自己需要做的。那神已经完成了他所需要做的部分。
Christ died on the cross for us.
基督为我们死在十字架上。
God knew that we are broken and fallen people, and that we would be disobedient at times.
神那个时候就知道我们是一个犯了罪，我们已经是跌倒的人。
But He made a way.So that we can reconnect our relationship with Him.
但是神呢，预备了这样一个道路，使得我们可以跟他和好。
This is the season of Lent.
这是一个复活节前面的那个四旬节。
A time to reflect on what the reason that Christ went to the cross.
这是一个时间，让我们能够思想我们跟神的关系。
And I want you to reflect the fact that when we are disobedient to God.
我想要让大家来思考，当我们不听神话语的时候
，It's like we have a hammer in our hands.
就像我们手上有个锤子。
That's pounding the nails in the cross.
钉用钉锤来锤钉十字架。
But our God is full of grace.
但是我们的神是满有恩典的神。
And in Romans 5:8, He declares. God showed His love for us while we were still sinners. Christ died for us.
罗马书第五章说，当我们成为罪还在罪人的时候，神就为我们而死。
Knowing that gives us the security and the freedom to meet Jesus at the cross.
那知道这一点事实呢，就让我们有这样的确据，有这样的安全和自由，能够在十字架上与基督重逢。
No matter what we have done, we can always ask for forgiveness.And God will always forgive us.
无论我们做了什么，我们都可以跟神求宽恕，那神会一直会宽恕我们。
When we repent, there is nothing that God won't forgive.
当我们悔改的时候，没有任何事情神不会不原谅我们。
When Sarah was 65 years old, God made that promise to Abraham.
当撒拉六十五岁的时候，神给亚伯拉罕这样的一个应许。
He told Abraham, "I'm going to make you a great nation. You'll have descendants as many as the sands on the seashore and the stars in the sky."
他那个时候应许就是说，我要让你成为大国，使你的后代像海边的沙、天上的星那么多。
And you have to imagine that picture that God was giving him.
你可以想象一下神给他的这样的一个图画是什么样子。
They lived in a desert.
他们住在沙漠里面。
There was lots of sand.
沙漠里面有很多沙子。
And the stars shone brightly.
那沙漠里面也可以看到很多很多的星星。
So 25 years from the time that God made the promise, it was 25 years before God fulfilled the promise.
从神开始有这样的应许，一直到这个应许实现，一共有25年的时间。
Ishmael was 13 years old when God promised to Sarah, "Next year you're going to have a baby."
当神跟撒拉说明年你要有一个孩子的时候，以实玛利已经13岁了。
Abraham and Sarah waited all of their life for God to keep their promise.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉他们等了整整他们的一生来等神给他们的应许。
Long after their youth was gone, long after they could physically bear a child, God performs a miracle.
当年轻已经逝去的时候，当他们的生理条件已经不适合的时候，神也是实行了一个奇迹。
In their twilight years, Sarah, 90 years old, Abraham, 100 years old, they started their family.
那当亚伯拉罕100岁，当撒拉90岁的时候，他们那个时候开始有个孩子。
And as we read, Isaac brought joy and laughter to their family.
就像我们所读的，以撒给他们的家庭带来了很多很多的欢笑。
Can you imagine being 100 years old, gentlemen, or 90 years old, ladies, and starting your family?
你可以想象一下吗？当男生100岁的时候，那个女士们90岁的时候，你开始有一个小孩子。
As many stars in the sky and as much sand across the sea.
然后再想象一下，你会有天上的星星、海边的沙那么多的后代。
But God knew what he was doing.
那神知道他那个时候在做什么。
That miracle would not have happened if they were not that old.
如果他们没有那么大的话，其实这个神迹反而不会发生。
It was 100% proof that God kept his promise.
这是100%的证明神会保守他的应许。
Before Isaac was born, Sarah had lost her eyes on the big picture.
在以撒出生之前，撒拉她失去了一个大图画
，which for that time caused anguish to their family.
在那个时候，就因为她失去了这样的大图画，就给她家庭带来了各种各样的烦恼。
When we are dealing with sleepless nights, schoolwork, temper tantrums, potty training, rebellious school-age children.
当我们在处理很多不眠之夜，有很多学龄儿童的一些问题，处理换尿片之类的很多很多事情的时候
，When we are dealing with teenagers and aging parents and ill health，
那当我们处理一些年轻人的一些问题，健康不太好，然后很多很多其他的事情的时候
，When we are dealing with stress at work。Marital problems, money issues, job loss.
当我们在处理我们没有工作，我们工作上的各种各样的问题，然后甚至婚姻问题，各种问题的时候
，It's easy for us to lose sight of the big picture.
对于我们来说，其实很容易，我们就失去了神的大图画。
We think that season of life that we're in will never end.
我们在想，我们现在生活的这样的一个境况，似乎永远都不会结束。
And we can be like Sarah, anxious and frustrated, full of despair.
我们可能就像撒拉一样，非常的沮丧、焦虑、焦急。
We can make our own plans to take control, as if God needs our help.
我们就好像想要说，哎，神可能需要我们的帮助，我们就开始弄自己的一些计划。
And we wonder, where is God?
我们会再想一下，神在哪里呢？
And sometimes we even give up on God.
甚至有的时候，我们甚至放弃神。
But we can learn from Sarah.
但是我们可以从撒拉身上学到。
Disappointments can come from doing things our own way.
我们的一些沮丧，可能是因为我们用自己的方法去做事情。
When we keep our eyes on the author and the perfecter of our faith, God's way offers so much more.
当我们定睛在神身上的时候，神可以提供的却是更加更加的多。
Sarah learned lessons from the struggles in her life.
那撒拉从她的生命的一些挣扎身上学到了一些功课。
And we learned lessons from the struggles in our life: patience, compassion, endurance.
我们也可以在我们生命中的一些挣扎，可以学到一些功课。可以变得有怜悯心，可以变得有耐力，可以变得更加，有耐心。
When we make every effort to seek God, to be honest with God, and especially to wait for God, no matter how long it takes.
当我们尽心全力地寻求神、等候神、对神忠心的时候
，the reward outweighs the effort.
不管我们会等多久，我们所得到的赏赐总是会超过我们的努力。
As Christians, faith in God means knowing nothing is impossible for God.
作为基督徒，对神的信心就意味着我们知道，在神凡事都能。
Hebrews 11:6 says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him."
希伯来书十一章第六节：人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神。且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Faith, seeking God, expect the rewards.
信心，寻求神，然后也期待着我们有从神来的赏赐。
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢 Robin 给我们很好的那个提醒的信息啊。真的我们常常虽然生活上的遇到很多挑战，甚至我们自己做错决定陷入小境的时候神仍然是记得我们，还是仍然爱着我们。那我想用这首歌来做我们的回应诗，让我们真的是常常能够等候神的时候，不要让我们自己的小心或者错误的决定而影响我们的一生。好，让我们一起来唱这首歌，可以先唱一遍中文，然后也第二遍唱英文。
在主里，你是何？
Holy Spirit, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请大家仍然站立。刚才跟大家分享就是Robert 老师